We are learning Masechtas Chagiga Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting halfway down already Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. It says the next chumra in the Mishnah, chumra of Kodesh over Truma, is Hakli Mitzarf Mash Besoichel Kodesh or Truma, which means if you have a bunch of different pieces of food in one keli, and one of them become tame, or the keli becomes tame, it's one of those foods become tame. It's Mitzarif. And everything comes tummy in there. It's like it's all one. Look at it, it's one piece of food. The kli makes it like it's one piece of food. That's what kli does by kodesh, and not by truma. Zok to gemara, not immediately. How do you know? What's the makar for this? The gemara is assuming right now it's a deraisa. Gemara says, what's the makar that you have tzir of kli by kodesh that everything comes with tzir to become tummy? Amar Rav Chanan Dama Kra, it says in the pasuk by the karbanos of nesiim, kaf achas asara zahav malei katayris. And the Rebbeinu Chananel explains, it already says kaf, a spoon. So we know it's achas. Why is it kaf achas? It doesn't say two spoons, it doesn't say kapim, it says kapois, it says kaf. So what's achas? It's so teaching us, the cost of asol, the chol mashim, but kaf achas. Teaching us, the chiddush is that everything in the kaf becomes like one piece of food, and that teaches us tziruf kli by kodesh. This pasuk by kodesh, it teaches us tziruf kli by kodesh. That's what Rav Chanan says, the pasuk. Moshe Rav Kana. Break the Rav Kana question. It says in a Mishnah, Masechtas Idyos, Hoisiv Rabbi Akiva Hasoilis Vakatiris Valavoina Vakacholim. Rakiva's Moisiv, Soilis, which is flour of Hektish, Vakatiris, you know, Katiris is something that bring the rest of Mikdash, Valavoina, that's the frankincense that they used to bring for the Lechem Aponim, Vakacholim, that's the coals they used to burn the Katiris on Yom Kippur, at least, that's what it means. The halacha is shenaga tulyem miksasa. Tulyem touches one coal or one part of the flour or one part of ktiris. The whole thing is tamei pasal kuloi because it's all one keli, so it's mitzuruf. So Rekiva is mice of this, and vaha and Rav Kana is asking vaha derabbanani. This is only chumra derabbanan. How do we know mamai? Because if you look in the Mishnah in Idyos, Miktani Reisha, the Reisha Mishnah says hey Rav Shimon ben Beseira. Rav Shimon ben Beseira said edus al eifer chatos. On ashes of a paraduma, shenaga atam miksasa, that tummy touched part of it, shetime is kula, that the whole thing is tummy. And we know, like Rashi explains, that that is not the raisa, because the pasuk only talks about kachim is bech. Eifa para is not kachim is bech, it's a paraduma. So there, it's definitely not the raisa. And it says in that hoisiv rabbi kiva on the locha of paraduma. It's mashmah, adin of soilus teres levanu cholim, is all the rabbanon. Victori hoisiv rabbi kiva. Says Hayis Rav Akiva, it's all the Rabbanon. So the kasha is like this: Rav Chanan says the makar that kli mitzarif is a pasuk by kafachas zav melek tiris the raisa. And here we see from this mishnah in India, it's only the Rabbanon. Amar Shlakish and Vakapara loy nitzricha el l'shiyarei mincha. The shiyarei mincha the raisa tzarach kli mitzarfai. So in tzarach kli and kli mitzarfai. We'll speak it out outside and explain it again inside. That Rosh Lakish answers like this: that Avada is the Raisa. I, Rabbi Kiva, says Soilas is the and Ktaris, all things are the Rabbanon. There's certain cases when it's the Rabbanon. The only time the Raisa, the Kli, is Mitzarif and makes it to one, if you need the Kli. If it needs the Kli. For example, the Kodesh of a Kmitza needs a Kli. Or Tyres needs a kli. Masha'enke in the Shiyari Mincha, the extra flour after the Kaimitz doesn't need a kli. What they do is you take a Kaimitz and you put it into a kli to Kaddish it. That's like a Kabbalah Saddam. That's like the Zrika Saddam. You take a Kaimitz, you put it into there's like Kabbalah Saddam, and then you're putting it in Makaron's back like the Zrika. So putting it to a keli, it needs a keli by Kaimitz. But the leftover Mincha does not need a keli. So when the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva says, Silas only the Rabbanon, it's talking about Shiyari Mincha. Lenitzchel Shiyari Mincha. Why? Because the Araisa, the only time you have a Kli Mitzarif, the Araisa, Tzaruch Lekli, a Kli Mitzarif. Only if it needs a Keli, the Kli is Mitzarif. She'ain Tzaruch Lekli, ain't Kli Mitzarif. You don't need a Kli, which means you don't need a Kli to Mekadosh it, ain't Kli Mitzarif. But also Rabbanon, the Gozer, after God, the ain't Tzaruch Lekli, a Kli Mitzarif. And the Rabbanon came in the Gozer. There are abundant gedin that even ain't so kli kli mitzarfai, and that's the case of Rabbi Akiva. Right, the Gemara, that's good. Or Rabbi Akiva is talking about the soilus. Tainuch soilus. That you said the shiyari mincha does not need a keli, but Rabbi Akiva said more things. Ketores v'levayna, and we didn't speak out. But ketores v'levayna. The question is, has a makabel toma? It's not a kli or food. So again, that's something called chibas hakodesh. That because the love of kodesh, it gives it a chashivas, and it's makabel toma. But like upon him, the question is that needs a kli. If that needs a kli l'chayra, that should be the raisa. What's pshat? It's only the Rabbanon. I says Hoysef Akiva, Aseres Akteri. It says Hoysef going back on Paraduma, and Paraduma is zichah the Rabbanon because it's not in the pasuk. So Hoysef Rabbi Akiva. So chayra, these things all the Rabbanon. Why is it the Rabbanon? I need a keli. Kteri Slavina and Chol need a keli. Ma'ik lemeima. Om Rav Nachman Ravua. The case was there. It wasn't in a keli. It was in a different type of thing. Tzavron, they piled it, the gabi kartavlo. They piled it on top of a piece of cooked hide, which is like a soft tablecloth. The araisa yeshlo toich masarif. It has to have a toich. It has to have a, like a base kibble. It has to be a receptacle to be called a matzarif, to make it into one. Ein lo toich in a matzarif. But also Rabbanon, Rabbanon came ahead. B'tiknu afgav ein lo toich matzarif. Even though there's no toich, it is matzarif. Even though there's no toich, it's matzarif, puts it together. Even without toich, it's matzarif. So that's why it's the Rabbanon. So like upon him, we're coming out that you put it in, that the case of Silas was, it could be, you didn't need a keli. Once you have this tablecloth, you say everything, you put them into this tablecloth that was didn't have a base kibul, and therefore it's only the Rabbanon. But really, technically with the Raisa, the halacha is that the keli has been sarafed into one. Zach the Gemara, Upligi, the Rav Chanan and Rechiyah Ba'avar. Rav Chanan that says, it seems like he's saying that our Mishnah that says the dinner klim mitzaref is the raisa from the pasuk of kafachas tzarav is argur chiyah ba'abba. The argur chiyah ba'abba v'yichanon me'edusa shirav akiva nishas v'shazu. That our Mishnah that says that klim mitzaref or the whole kaidah is coming from the Mishnah of Rav Akiva. Mishnah of Rav Akiva is the Rabbanon. So you see, klar, the Rav Chiyah Ba'abba learned our Mishnah is the Rabbanon. Our Mishnah, the whole thing is the Rabbanon. You have to say kafachas tzarav zov is only a smachta, it's not a deraisa. If you have chanan, it's deraisa. And that's all shver. If it's deraisa, our Mishnah's mashma is all the malas of the Rabbanon. So Taisus seems like he talks about it. They over here, Taisus divim malas of Manayim. And it's basically the teretz is that our Mishnah is also including chulun, shenasu, taras, the kurdish, where deer is definitely the Rabbanon. So that's how you fit on a Mishnah. But Rabbanon holds, technically speaking, klimat tzarav is the deraisa.